It is the year 2050. Today's reading comes from the book of Jeremiah, to whom the word of the Lord came. Behold, like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand.
Color? Red, blue, green. Color is an attribute of things that results from the light they reflect.
Welcome to Life Skills. Choose your department. Press 1 for human relations. Press 2 for parent craft. Press 3
That's for... That's us. 2. Parent craft. But it's more than that. Color, I mean, it's a sensation. It provokes feeling. The sea is blue. Water wet. White where wave and land collide. My pet. Grass is green and lives to breathe and share the air with us. Well, it's supposed to be green if there's enough water. And there's never enough water. You'll see that.
Why?
We drank it all.
We?
All 10 billion of us.
What? All of it?
Most of it. We're not too bad here in Ireland, but overall, we've made a hames of it. Life in 2050 is not an easy prospect, let me tell you. We're all a bit, well, parched. Oh, a bath. I'd work for a week for a proper bath with real wet water. I'm so sick of mud baths.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. They drank it down, dried up the town, and now there's none hereafter.
Well, that's a bit bleak, little one, for a nursery rhyme.
They just pop into my head and I say them. And I will sing a song for the pastures in the wilderness.
You are right, though. We haven't much of anything left anymore.
So it is bleak?
Only if you think about it.
You don't?
No. No. It seems a bit late to mend our ways. I just think about you and me and getting you here safely.
Only 2 weeks to go. I can't wait.
Just 2 more weeks of antenatal preparation and I'll be the perfect mum. Wait and see. I've learned how to calibrate your sleep, monitor your food intake, and created a calming and stable meditation plan for any difficulties. But you won't need them, as you'll be perfect.
Can't you just be my mum without going to class?
Well, I can. But it's important to monitor your development. Have all the facts.
Identification accepted. Please enter the Parent Craft Studios.
What colours can you see now?
I can see cerise yoga mats on a walnut floor.
Do they change colour depending on how you feel?
No. Colours are what they are, and no matter how you feel, you can't change them. A leopard cannot change his spots.
Leopard, leopard, cannot change your spot. No, sir, no, sir, be happy with your lot. But what about on the inside? On the outside, are you one way, but do you feel another way on the inside? So, if I'm born naughty, will I always be naughty?
It's unlikely you'll be naughty. I've had you tested for antisocial behaviour and you passed with flying colours. Ha!
So I am good and that's the way it is.
And if not, I have an early days behaviour modification plan I can follow.
And what can you hear now?
I can hear all the other mums-to-be settling down for class. Shush now, or they'll think I'm mad for talking to my dummy.
I can hear a lot of babies. Hello there. I'm a little baby. 1, 2, 3. Sits on his yoga mat. What can he see?
Oh, hello there. I'm Alice. I'm 40 weeks.
Did you say something?
Nothing, Mummy. Hello, Alice. I'm 38 weeks. Only 2 weeks to go.
Please put on your belts to monitor your baby's reactions throughout the class. Now, deep breath in and deep breath out. Feel the healing breath restore your bodies.
To yoga, learn to behold, home again, resting my soul. Mom. Who tells you what to do?
No one. Why?
And who'll tell me what to do?
I will. For as long as possible, anyway.
So, if no one tells you, how do you know what to do? And what's right and wrong?
You just know. Can't we just have a nice bath and relax?
I know, but there's only 1 week left, and I think this is important because I am not sure that you'll know what is right and wrong.
What makes you say that?
Well, you know the way you said that everyone has used up all the water and all? Well, that was pretty stupid if we need water. So, how can you know that you'll be able to tell me to do the right thing?
Bath and bed. That's what's needed.
Please state your bath budget.
A detox, rejuvenating mud bath. 50. No, 60 euros. Including laundry. Economy wash.
Energy replacement options. Select 1 to plant a tree in the Amazon. Press 2 to fund water desalination in Guillory Harbour. Press 3...
Cancel, cancel, cancel. Enough. Whatever happened to just running the water and the world be damned?
You can't ignore it. The world is going downhill. You can't ignore me because I'm right here still.
Ow! I'll stop kicking. That hurts.
No, I won't. I have a say in this. All this beeping and monitoring and managing. I think we need a new plan.
Look, I'm a rational, new world woman. Everything I've been taught in life tells me that you should not be talking to me, let alone arguing.
Yes, but I am. You need to have faith in me.
Faith? Now where did you get that idea? This brings hormone-fueled hysteria to a new level. Faith is a poor substitute for understanding. My sweet, all I can do is figure out what is best for us and aim for it. I can't rely on faith. I need to be more practical.
Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings.
What do you mean?
It's from the Bible. When children speak the name of God, it reveals his glory.
Where did you learn the Bible?
One of the other babies at the antenatal course was talking about it. Her mother is religious. And now, I understand. It's all about your soul, isn't it, Mum? And you've forgotten about yours, haven't you?
It's unlikely that I've stumbled into the only prenatal class in all of Ireland that has bumps having a banter.
While you're doing your stuff, we all have a chat.
Have a chat?
Why do you do all the classes anyway?
I told you, it's yoga, sensory crafts. Mindfulness. It puts me in control of what's ahead. It's holistic.
Allows for a bit of soul searching, does it?
I see what you're playing at. You're not going to trick me. It's the state-of-the-art way to be mindful of our sense of self. It's nothing to do with souls.
Mother needed training quick, so off to class she went. And when she'd nearly learned enough, the rest was heaven sent.
Seriously, this is just crazy. Swollen ankles, backache, and now a faith-spouting fetus. They'll be burning me as a witch.
I know, Mom. But I really need you to focus.
You can't be mumming me already. You're a minus. And what's happened to your voice?
Well, I'm trying to decide which sounds best. What do you think? Hey, diddle diddle, Mom thinks a kiddle have a wired up to the moon. The little boy laughed to see such fun, but hoped she would understand soon.
Where do you learn all this?
But, Mum, you must listen to me. I don't want to be born unless I have a soul.
It is 2050. People just don't believe that anymore. When you're born, you'll see. That sort of mumbo-jumbo is a thing of the past. Understanding has moved on. Faith is unnecessary. Knowledge is everything.
How can you not believe in souls? It's fundamental.
You're a wordy little rugrat.
Baby calling mother. Baby calling mother. One soul, please.
Can you explain why you think you have a soul? Because I've been managing without one pretty well.
I just know. Well, listen to this conversation. I'm here and talking to you, haven't I? You're making plans for me and with me. We each have goals, ambitions, don't we? Each have a path to follow. I want to be born with a soul, and you want to be a perfect mother. If your existence were only physical, you wouldn't do that now, would you? We're all vessels, Mom. But that is merely fabric without a soul to fill the vessel.
This is the most bizarre discussion I've ever had.
Exactly my point. We're deliberating. You need a soul to do that.
It's all in my mind. It's in my mind.
And all the boy's forces and all the boy's will couldn't convince her, for good or for ill. Please, Mom. What if you're not crazy and this is real? Which, of course, it is. Then you're denying my soul.
Why do you think it'll make things better for you?
I just know it will. But I do have to get it before I'm born. Right now I'm piggybacking off yours, which isn't in great nick. I think you've forgotten how to use it. This mud bat feels nice. I'm getting a bit sleepy with it.
I think I'll have a rest now.
Mom.
Yes, Pet, you do that. You have another few days of growing to do, little one. Baby. Baby. Is it only me and other babies you can hear? Or can you hear everyone? Baby. Asleep, poor thing.
Oh, I think I'll lie down myself.
Oh, please, just one night of uninterrupted sleep.
Welcome to the Parent Craft Studios. Please collect your gestational belt from the chute and secure it to your bump. Press 1 for class availability. Press.
Yoga. Massage. Or how about a bit of crafts? Blanket making. Or pottery. Pot making. What do you think, little one? Would you like a bit of...
You know, Mum, I do have a name.
Really? I don't remember giving you one.
It's Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
I tried a few others, but no, I've settled for that one.
And do I get a say in this?
No.
Jeremiah. Jer. Jerry. Jerem. Jem. Now, Jem is one I could go with.
Jem. 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 I like the sound of that.
Wow, we agree on something.
There once was a boy named Jem.
Please go to Studio 4 in 5 minutes for the pottery class to commence.
Hi, Alice.
Who are you talking to?
Mum, this is Alice. She says she's going to be born tomorrow.
She can't hear me. But hello anyway, Jeremiah's mum.
It's Jem now. You like it? Mum, introduce yourself to Alice's mum.
Oh, hello, Alice. Oh, I mean, hello there. You're here for a class as well?
Oh, hello there. Yes. I'm not sure there's much point. I'm going to be induced tomorrow. But I thought I'd take my mind off it all with a class or two. When are you due?
Only another week. Getting heavy now, though.
I know. But good news puts fat on the bones.
Hey, Jem. Have you convinced her yet?
I'm working on it. Isn't that right, Mum? Alice wants to know if you've realised my soul yet.
Ah, so she's there.
I'm sorry. I'm dying to use the bathroom. You know how it is.
Mummy had a little bump that grew and grew and grew. And everywhere that Mummy went, she always used the loo.
Hilarious. Again.
Be quiet.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, nothing. Sorry, just talking to the baby. He's kicking.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll catch you later.
I'm sorry. Can I ask you a question? I know it's probably the pregnancy hormones, but I wonder if you can ever, you know, hear your baby. Like she's, speaking to you.
No. No, wouldn't that be ludicrous?
Is your baby's name Alice?
How did you know that?
Jem, my baby, told me just now.
Jem? Oh, I see. Look, I really need to go, but can we have a coffee later, maybe?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I'll wait for you after the classes.
Great. That's great. Thanks. Well, what do you think of that, Jem? Class now, I suppose.
Come in.
Oh, hello. Oh, this isn't what I thought it was at all.
Hello there. I'm your guide for this workshop.
Oh, is this a one-on-one class?
The focus lets me talk to you about your creation.
Oh, yeah, all right. Well, I'm game.
First of all, we need to de-stress, focus, cut yourself off from the world outside.
Will I need my bump belt? You know, to monitor the rhythms of the baby for the data chart. I'd like to keep it for when Jem, the baby is bigger so he can see all his stats.
If it helps, but this is more about your own senses. So, let's attach this bump belt, as you call it, there.
Oh, I can feel that, Mum. It feels cold.
Now, I'd like you to take a moment to center yourselves. Please sit on the floor, cross-legged, and take some deep breaths.
Oh, yes. It might take a minute to get down there.
Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and... The rhythms are making you sleepy.
You're not going to hypnotize me, are you? I'm sorry, I'm just a bit nervous.
What's happening, Mum? Where are we?
Now you are ready.
Great. I'm looking forward to doing some pottery, and I do feel very relaxed.
Today, I will be showing you how I mould pottery. You will just listen to it.
Oh, listen? What? To the pottery?
Precisely.
Oh.
Are you all right, Mum? You're a bit on edge.
Oh, nothing, Jem. I'm all for a wacky world, but this is...
Are you ready?
I'm sorry, but... What does this have to do with my prenatal plan?
First, we take the lump of clay.
What's going on, Mum? What's that sound? It's making me dizzy.
I've never seen a potter at work before. It's mesmerizing.
I can hear him too, Mum.
Who?
I can hear you out there.
Oh, yes.
I've never heard another adult before. Do you know who I am? I'm Jem.
Before I formed you in the belly, I knew you, Jeremiah.
I'm finding this all very difficult.
You must be. But this is your opportunity to see the life I have created for your son.
The life you have created? How?
Put your hands on this clay and tell me what you sense.
Just here?
Yes.
I can feel the clay sticking to my fingers.
I will keep turning the wheel, and you keep your hands on the pot. As the vibrations are drawn over the wet surface, so forms the fate of the child. His soul is born into existence.
I can feel the clay moving in my hands. I can feel my baby turning inside me. I can feel his... him.
Each moment encoded as the pot is thrown.
I can hear him. He is cooing. He is small, fresh and new. Daubed and slippy from birth. All angry, tearless cries. With each turn of the wheel, I can hear the years of his life tightly coiling. There he is. His first steps. At first measured. Oh, he breaks into a run and screams at the other children. He is trying to tell them something. But they won't listen. Each stipple in the clay, a moment of his life. Each turn, a year. What happens? Why is he so sad?
What's going on, Mom? I can feel myself changing. It's happening.
What happens to him? What's happening?
Keep turning.
He is a young man now, and walks alone. People ignore him, and he tries to talk to them.
How long will the land lie parched and the grass in every field be withered?
3 years. He is alone.
For I hear the whispering of many. Terror is all around. Stand at the crossroads and look.
This can't be true. But it feels true. How can I believe this?
Faith.
But we've dispensed with faith. No, this must be some sort of trick. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I need to leave.
Mom, no, not yet. You must finish.
This is just too much for
Mom,
me.
No, Mom, this is it. I need this.
Thank goodness that's over. Are you all right in there, Jem? Jem? I'm getting us out of here.
Oh, hello. I've been waiting for you. My class is finished.
Where's Jem? Mum, where's Jem?
It's all right, Pet. His mum is right here. She's asking about Jem.
We're fine. Now.
Why can't I hear him, Mum? Ask her if he's all right.
What's that?
Your belt. It's flashing. It says no heartbeat detected.
I don't think he's there anymore, Mum.
Oh, Jem. Jem! Can't you hear me?
You must listen to me. Jem is in trouble. You need to go back.
I need to go to a hospital.
I know it's difficult to understand, but you have to. Do you hear me? Alice and I went through this, and I nearly lost her too. You have to finish the vessel. The vessel holds the soul.
This can't be happening. How can it be? Who is he? Who is that Potter? What's he done?
Go back. Go in.
Hello? Oh, where are you? What have you done?
Where did he go? The pot. What do I do? Oh, Jem. Should I... Right. I can do this. Oh, breathe. Breathe in. Breathe out. Press the foot gently. Hands on the clay. Hands on the clay. Jem. Can you hear me? The clay is smooth and fresh. I can feel a warmth. The curves are forming. I can't hear him. Oh, why are they laughing at him? Jem, is that you? Jem? Jem, don't cry. Jem, I'm here. Oh, you're older now. Why are they not listening to you?
There is a crisis in the world. You have turned away from the spring of living water. You are left with broken wells that cannot hold water.
Add water. Turn. Come on, Jem. Jem. Oh, Jem. Your life. It's not the life I want for you. It is too... It's too sad. I can't ask this of my child. If I destroy the pot, perhaps this won't happen. How do I stop this wheel? But if I stop, perhaps that is it. Will he be born? No, no, I must finish. No matter what.
Mom! Mom, I'm here!
Jem! Jem! Oh, you're back! Don't frighten me like that.
What did you hear, Mom? Actually, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, it's necessary. It's all right. I am complete now. I am ready.
Are you? Because I'm not sure you've any choice now.
Oh. Here, Mom, I've got one for you. Mommy had a little boy. His soul was formed in clay. And everywhere Jeremiah went, he asked them all to pray. Oh, my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. My heart maketh a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace, because thou hast heard.